Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
Today we're bringing you a special series from our men's dinner held bi-monthly on Thursdays. Check out our website for more details, www.tawcmm.com. Today's episode will be with Bishop Larry Jackson.
You're married, but your house is not that.
Wow.
Your house is supposed to become that. Can't turn me from my oneness. You can't make anything. Come on. Ah, goodness. Isn't it interesting that the Lord said, I will never leave you nor
forsake you.
Wow. Would you think about that for a moment, just you as a man in here tonight, think about that concerning your spouses. How many of you like to get away? See? You want to be to yourself. You want to do your own thing. You need your space. All one accord, one place, one mind, one heart, one attitude, one voice. Okay, let me go to your church. See, y'all not having fun at home. Let's go to your church for a moment. How many of you this week shared the message you got from Sunday like you gave it? So did you come to hear a message, or were you coming to spread the message? I said, are you coming to hear a message, or did you come so you can spread a message to a generation that I can't get to?
Amen.
I get to you. You take that message and say, look, this has got to go to work with me. This got to go to my family. One voice, one attitude, one mindset. Hatha Madan. I become the pastor to my family. I become the pastor to my job. I become the same. Somebody's spoken to me, I don't have to even tell them about that. That ain't even important. It's important that I spread that same message. If you are part of the house, you are part of the house to spread the message of the house, not to hear a message from the house.
That's good, man.
That's good.
Now, I don't know about you. I go a lot of places. I don't know a lot of people that even think that way. They think that there's a religious service, it's a religious thing to do. But did you go home from the message and discuss it at home? And did you discuss it from the place of, you're not going to break my unity, or what I didn't like about it and what wasn't right in it? Because we got all these apologists within the body of Christ today that everybody knows better than everybody else. A ton of these apologists all over the body of Christ. They ain't trying to stay in the house of Madonna. They ain't trying to do that. They're trying to make sure that they can be exalted, and you know I know what I know, and they didn't know what they knew. Are you tracking so far?
Yes.
Okay, we're not there yet. I had an issue, not really a big issue, but I'm thinking, why did this word take so long to materialize in the Bible? Jesus been here this whole time, and Jesus ain't say this word. Not one time. Jesus, you think Jesus knew Greek?
Yeah.
You think he knew Greek? You think he knew some Arabic?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think he knew that? You think he may? Okay, he may knew that. So, I mean, Jesus, why do you use this word? Because this is an amazing word, man. Why do you use this word? Jesus, you should have used this word. So then I started checking out. Okay, Lord, what word did you use to deal with this fact of oneness, unity, all of this unison and all that, this harmony, if you want to bring a harmonious thing together? Why didn't you use the word? Then use it. Matthew chapter 18. If you go over there with me, if you got your Bibles, I'm just going to jump in there and jump out. I ain't nowhere. I'm trying to connect you to the last time. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still connecting you right now. I haven't gone further. So, look. Oh, man. In Matthew 16, Jesus talked about this verse 18. I'm going to read it. I will not talk about it because it'll get me off track. But verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever things you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever things you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Okay? And he says, again, I say unto you that
You're 18:18.
18:18, I'm sorry. Y'all there?
Yes.
Now I'm at 18, 19. Again, I said to you that if, how many?
Two.
Two of you shall do what?
Agree.
What are they doing? They agree where?
Anything.
On earth as touching anything that they shall what?
Ask.
It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm looking at this and I'm going, well, okay. So that's Arthamadon, but you, when I look at the Greek, you didn't use Arthamadon. Why do you use Arthamadon? You use another word.
Okay.
You use this word, symphonia. And we get our word symphony from that word. So I'm going, wow, symphony, huh? Well, that's musical though, isn't it? Hello?
Yeah.
It's musical? I said, wow, let me investigate that further. So I go in and start studying symphonies. Again, I love symphony, I love music, I always have. And I told you the last time, I love going, even when we were going on field trips as students, everybody's there eating their candy and stuff. I'm into the music. I want to get there early because I love hearing them tune. I'm one of those weird guys that I like hearing them tune up and all that kind of stuff. And there's all these different instruments tuning together and they're not playing any sound, but I just love hearing that. I just love being in the symphony to hear that, okay? And then they would all tune together. And that would be like, wow, okay, all that happened, and now we get ready to have the concert. Now, so I said, let me check this thing out. Let me see why did he use symphony or sinfonio rather than Arthamadon. And come to find out, I said, okay, this is pretty amazing because this word means agree with, together, and all of that. So at the concert, at the symphony, there is a person that is the first string violinist. The first string violinists are, if I'm the conductor, they're always to the left, always. That's the only constant in any orchestra. That has to be there. He has to be to the left, the first right, that's the only constant. Other stuff can be moved around based on the hall that they're in, based on the conductor himself maybe, or how they want to set it up. They can move some things. They move the horn, they can move the wind section, they can move the drum, they can move certain things. Most of them are normally basic as far as, so, but this has to be this way. It cannot be, it can't be anywhere else. Gotta be right here. That is because the concert master, now think about this now, I want you to grab this now. The concert master, who is the first chair violinist, is seated right here. That's where that person is. Man or woman, first chair violinist is right there. The oboes are sometimes in the wood section, most of the time is in the middle in most places. And so the oboes is back there, and what they would do, they used it because when you first had an orchestra back in the 17th century, you did not have anything but violins. That's it. The whole thing was made up of violins. Now, this concert master is really interesting because this concert master is actually the team leader for the entire orchestra. That one person is the team leader for the entire orchestra. Now, Have you seen an orchestra, right? Isn't it? Have you paid any attention to the fact that everybody's bow is going in the same direction? There is nobody's bow that's going up when another one is coming down. Did you know you could play that same note going up that you play coming down? Hello. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. You can play the same note. All right. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So why the bowing, the concert master determines the bowing. Their bowling has to do, the concertmaster told them how to do that. It is put into their score that they're reading how this person want them to bowl. Did you hear what I just told you?
I did. That's good.
Okay, and you got to stay with me. I'll take you somewhere, man. We're on our way. Please don't get tired of me. I got some stuff for you. So that is an amazing thing. Concertmaster is seated there doing that. So the oboist in the concert, before the concert starts, the watch this. The conductor of the concert, he or she is not out yet. They're not here at the podium. They're not there. They're not even out here. The oboist plays a chord. The oboist plays a chord because it's bright. The oboes are bright. Are you with me?
Yes.
They play a chord that every string instrument has. Every string instrument has this chord. All right? Or has this on their bow. Or on the piano, whatever. And when they play it, then the first chair violinist will get up and tune to the oboist. And everybody then tunes their instruments to the chord that the oboes play. And they all attune to the A chord. Why is that important to you to know? Because watch this. If you're in a band, you tune to B flat. A band doesn't tune to A. Bands tune to B flat. So watch me. Once they are tuned, watch this, man of God. Once they are tuned, the conductor walks on the stage. Everybody in the audience is clapping because now the conductor comes on the stage who's going to conduct this place. He comes and stops and he shakes the hand of the concert master. He doesn't shake the hand of anybody else on this in this orchestra. Concert master is who he shakes the hand of. He takes his place. And everybody's ready. Wow. The conductor doesn't show up until they are But you will tell me Jesus came to your church. Jesus ain't coming to your church if you're not in one accord. He's not showing up. You don't come around when it ain't unified. That's why Jesus said, where
two
are gathered in, I'm in the midst of that.
Yes.
I don't need 1,000 of you. I just need 2 of you to get in one accord. If I can get 2 of you to get in one accord, we take the world. That means you think the same thing. You're moving the same way. You, come on.
Yes, sir. Come on.
How would that look at your house? You already got 2 of you in there.
Yes, sir.
What would happen if you could get in one accord at home? What would happen if you could agree on how you're going to do the money?
Come on, sir. Come on.
How you going to raise the children? How you going to run the business?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I've had so many businessmen that I've talked to concerning this, and they say to me, you know, I say to them, you give your wife any leeway to tell you what to do in your business? Well, she don't understand it. I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you if she understood it. I bet she has an intuition about what you should be doing.
Right,
yes,
sir.
You're doing.
You
always do.
Yes, sir.
The question is, are you willing to listen to it? Or will you shut her down playing your own instrument while your wife playing her instrument, not on accord? Can she give you any of her intuition and feelings? Then the other question for her, if I was talking to them, is that, do you know how to give that insight? Do you know how to tell them so that y'all can stay in one accord? Man, I feel the anointing up here. Y'all don't feel it. I feel it. The Lord bringing through some stuff. Amen. I'm telling you, listen to me really good. If we could find it, gentlemen, it's over. How do I know that? Psalms 133. Go there. Come on. Psalms 133. Is anybody learning anything?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know. It came to me. It just broke me down. I was like, Lord, what have I been doing? Why have not I been in one accord? Because you're going to do your own thing, Larry. You want to do your own thing. You want to build your own stuff. You don't know how to get behind and push. What does it say in Psalms 133? Y'all got you? You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
What does it say? Behold and what? Behold what?
A good
and what?
Pleasant.
It is for a brethren to dwell together in unity.
Yes, sir.
It's gracious. And then he explained what it is like, right? He said it's like the precious ointment that on the head that ran down to the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. He says all the oil that was poured on Aaron's head went all down his body and touched the whole garment.
This concludes today's message. Join us again next week when we continue this series with Bishop Jackson from our July 28th Men's Dinner. You can watch this message in its entirety on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TAWCMM.
As we conclude today's show, TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.